This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man
going around taking names,
and he decides who to free and who to blame.
All right, I got some news during the break.
Everybody won't be treated.
That was like a punch in the stomach. And I'm going to go ahead and cram in two more calls here. I'm going to come back, cover that news, and hand the baton to Wayne Allen Root. But go ahead and bring me that now. Thank you. And then I was reading it during the break and left it over there on the desk. Thank you. This information is just unbelievable. And guys, give me the links that are in this too, so I have those. I'm going to cover it next segment. We just got one step closer to nuclear war. One step very close to it. One giant step. Not for mankind, but against mankind. Jill in Louisiana, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say, first off, I love you, my brother in Christ, and all the other brothers and sisters in Christ around the globe. Thank you for what you do. I recently got a book from Tony Robbins. It's called Life Force. And the more I've been reading this, the more it's freaking me out. He went to the Vatican. The Pope is involved in this very deeply. They're talking about using artificial intelligence to simulate and test and solve all your problems. It's like scientific miracles. And they want to bring this about by 2030 with nanobots in your blood. And it's creepy. I didn't know if you've heard of it yet. And
I was given that book, and I intend to try to read it. But I'm glad that you just reminded me that was given to me last Friday. I think it was that book when I was in Florida. Isn't he opening up a medical clinic?
Yes, it's disturbing. It's pretty disturbing. They want to use AI. I haven't read the whole book yet, but just the fact that they did this with the Pope and the Vatican, and after all the medical tyranny that we've been suffering, and now they're going to do this, I just feel like, wow, these shots that they're killing people with, they may be cutting off people's souls from God. This may be the second part of it, you know, and then they're going to blow us up with nukes. Okay, they're going to get rid of all of us, and it's...
Well, I know Tony Robbins has criticized the globalists and stuff. I've got to read the book first, and of course, you know, there's always people saying they've got this and that, medical miracles. It's kind of like Theranos. I'm not saying what he's doing is like Theranos. I haven't investigated it yet, but I'm going to definitely look into it. But the whole biomedical claims of what they'll do, you know, in general, is greatly exaggerated. Thank you for the call. Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Al's Jones.
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice to talk to you today.
Nice to talk to you.
So listen, I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio, calling about the gas. So if we think back a few years ago when the gas prices were quite expensive, you know, at least equivalent to what they are now. See, my problem is, you know, back then when the cost was so high, everything else was on a normal amount. And now we're getting stuck in situations where everything's going up.
Yep, it's real hyperinflation coming because of the Great Reset. All to now be blamed on Russia. Isn't it convenient?
Yeah, so convenient. So let me ask you this. Here's a question. And when is somebody going to ask these people in this administration this? What does the administration say to us common civilians that are starting to feel the strains here?
They actually have the clips. They say that Biden's helping you and his policies are making it cheaper for you. Fauci's and Psaki and all of them gaslight everybody. And,
well,
then, and then they say that it's all Putin's fault, even though it's all the globalists' fault. Turning the power off, Mike. It's sick.
This is amazing. Owen's right. This is an upside-down clown world, and this is not good for us.
Brother, I could talk to you for another hour, but I've got to go. Mike, thanks for holding. I appreciate your call. Wayne Allen Root, best-selling author, syndicated columnist, is about to take over. But Huge news just broke, so I'm going to come back for 2 minutes on the other side and then hand the baton to Wayne Allen Root. This is the biggest news yet on the Russia situation, and it is bad.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Wayne Allen Root is about to take over. I will hand the baton to him in T-minus 2 minutes. And then the War Room is coming up at 3 p.m. Central in about 54 minutes from now with the great Owen Schroyer. Well, here it is. Zero Hedge is reporting on it. It's got links to the Financial Times of London and others. I hope this plan gets killed. We've been hearing a lot about it in the last 3 days. Secretary of State said this is indeed going to happen. That the U.S. would give them new jets, and then Poland would give these older MiGs, they're still highly effective, to the Ukrainians. And the Russians have said that is an act of war, which it is. Poland has made available all of its MiG-29 jets for U.S. to transfer to Ukraine. And that's why the Secretary of State said 2 days ago, we're going to then backfill their jets. I saw the spokesperson for the Pentagon yesterday say that indeed they're looking at sending U.S. jets, tank-killing A-10 Warthogs. The authorities of the Republic of Poland, after consultations between the president and the government, are ready to deploy immediately and free of charge all their MiG-29 jets to Ramstein Air Base and place them at the disposal of the government of the United States of America. So we're getting a lot of mixed signals on this, but there's some of the articles. U.S. works with Poland to provide Ukraine with fighter jets. Financial Times. This is extremely dangerous. They've been talking about it for days, but Now they're discussing actually doing it. Let's look at some of the other articles here that deal with all of this. Biden announces ban on Russian energy imports, which Putin says is a declaration of war. And then you have a NATO U.S. exercise with the Pentagon 2019 and the quote, the NATO-Russia war starting in Ukraine that kills at least a billion people. That is the reality of what we are faced with right now, and that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. We played the clips at the start of the show of Biden saying going in and backing Ukraine would start a war with Russia. We've got Lindsey Graham saying we're fighting him over there to not fight him here. We've got Adam Schiff saying the same thing and Soros bragging. This is incredible. They have started this. Doesn't mean I back what Putin did. He's walked into a trap. Incredible. We'll be covering it more in the War Room today. Wayne Allen Root is loaded for bear. He takes over now from his studios in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, Alex, thank you. As usual, I find myself on the same side as Alex. I'm certainly not a fan of Russia or Putin, never have been, but I'm the guy that's been shouting from the highest mountains. I've always considered myself like a Paul Revere, right? I don't invent anything. I don't produce anything. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But I'm the guy who yells, the Russians are coming. The Chinese are coming. The vaccines are killing you. I'm a guy who spreads information that people need to know. And I've been warning for a couple of weeks now that if you didn't believe the media about the rigged and stolen election, if you know the election was stolen and you know the media lied to you and you didn't believe the media about the vaccines and you know the media lied to you and people are dying because the media lied, and because the media was paid off, now it turns out, oh, was I right? Fox News and Newsmax took the money from the Biden administration to lie and to cover up and to mislead about the vaccines, the COVID vaccines. So if you didn't believe the media on the first one, the rigged election, you didn't believe the media on the second one, COVID vaccines, why would you believe the media about Ukraine, Russia? Maybe the scenes you're seeing are meant to get you to love Ukraine and Zelensky and hate Putin and Russia so that you support America getting involved in World War III, destroying the oil industry, $10 a gallon gasoline. It's already $7.25 at stations in California, $7.25 a gallon. This will wipe out the middle class. This will usher in a new age of bankruptcy and disaster for the middle class. This will wipe out jobs by the millions. Are you willing to give up your job and your home and become homeless for Ukraine? I know I'm not. Are you willing to let your kids die for Ukraine? I'm not. I'm not saying I'm on Russia's side. I'm not saying Putin isn't a bully. I'm not saying Putin isn't a madman. I'm not saying Putin isn't really attacking Ukraine. Of course he is. But the images you're seeing on it, just like COVID was real, but the images you saw on the screen were meant to make you scared to death. So you supported lockdowns, business shutdowns, school shutdowns, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, all the things that ripped our country and our economy apart. What makes you think the exact same thing isn't happening in Ukraine? Every image is meant to make you believe that America's got to get involved. And if it means World War II, and if it means $10 a gallon gas, heck, if it means $15 a gallon gas, we got to do it. This is madness. The entire world's economy is in danger right now. A great friend of mine, who is a brilliant economist, financial guru, stock market expert, his name is Kip Herridge. And Kip called me 2 days ago, literally almost in the middle of the night. And he said, Wayne, my friends in New York are so scared. All the billionaire hedge fund managers, the brightest guys on Wall Street, who have been right again and again, are scared to death that A, we're getting into World War III, and B, by taking away all of Russia's financial system, the underpinnings of it, and destroying all the money, they're wiping out the American financial system. He said it's all underpinned by Russian money. The Russian oligarchs have billions, and they give it out in loans. And if you take it away, and the money that Russia has, you take it away, the entire world credit system and the entire world financial system could collapse, and it could happen in days or in a couple of weeks. And we're all scared to death. Thank you, Kip, for educating me on how bad this really is, how we're on the edge of the abyss right now over a little country, Ukraine. It reminds me of Vietnam, a little crappy country, Vietnam. And they sent, what, 60,000 of your children and grandchildren to die there for nothing. And in the end, we pulled out and let them take over anyway. What was the point of Vietnam? I'm a conservative Republican. When I was like 6 and 7 and 8 years old, I was supporting Vietnam. I went to school, told my teachers, I'm for the Vietnam War. I'm for Richard Nixon. I love Nixon. I was a Republican when I was 3, handing out literature for Barry Goldwater. But I was fooled by the military-industrial complex. This is BS. We don't need a war over Ukraine. This is insanity. So I wrote the column that got a lot of play over the weekend on, you know, the fact that this, you need your red pill. Remember the movie, the movie, The Matrix, the red pill or the blue pill. The red pill tells you what's going on, right? You need your red pill or you need your blue pill. I forgot now which one it is. I think it's the red pill, right? But you need the pill that wakes you up so that you understand that Democrats and communists, for whatever reason, I'm going to give them credit here. They're very smart. They play chess at such a high level while we're playing checkers, or all of our politicians are either dumb and playing checkers, or they're bribed or blackmailed or a combination of bribed and blackmailed, which you could see with Biden and the Biden crime family. You know, he's been bribed unbelievably, but he's also been blackmailed because of his son and his own cheating and stealing. Biden stole money, clearly. But again, it's my opinion, so he can't get sued. He's a public figure, and I'm giving my opinion on a public figure. It's very clear he's the biggest thief, the biggest traitor, the biggest committer of fraud and extortion in the history of America. He makes Hillary Clinton look like a piker. He stole so much money from Ukraine and China. And Hunter Biden involved with what appeared to be underage girls in videos. So there's blackmail, there's bribery. They got him by the short hairs. Biden is corrupt. Biden is owned by China. So is John Kerry. John Kerry's probably owned by Iran. Why else would you do an Iran deal? That's the worst deal in the history of the world. And big America gives a pipsqueak terrorist country everything they want and then some. Why? And lets them get a nuclear weapon with no oversight. Why? Because John Kerry's probably, my opinion, making a cut of the deal. Iran's giving John Kerry $100 million, a half billion dollars, maybe even $1 billion in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman or Belize bank account. I don't know where the account is, but it's offshore outside the reach of United States authorities. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, they're all rich on your taxpayer dollars. They use their office to enrich themselves and their friends and get rich. And the Ukraine war is an extension of that. Every single dollar we send Ukraine and every weapon, I'll bet you, my opinion, a piece of all of it is going in the pocket of the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family, the Kerry crime family. We'll be back with more in a sec. Wayne Allyn.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The Alex Jones Show for the great Alex Jones. I love the man. I think he's the guy who wakes you up. He is the red pill, right? I think I got it right. You're not going to believe this. I never watched The Matrix. I work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I don't watch very much TV or movies. So I've never watched The Matrix. I work like 15, 16 hours a day. I work out 2 hours a day in the gym, and then the rest of the day, I that's my sleep time, which is just a couple hours. So I just don't watch movies. I've never watched The Matrix, but I think it's the red pill versus the blue pill. Whatever it is, it's time for you to get some information. So The Great Patriot Protest, a boycott book, is my best-selling book, number one bestseller on many categories at Amazon for several months. And I think it offers an opportunity to open your eyes and to help take this country back. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, please get a copy. It's not just a book. Everybody writes books. Anyone can write a book. It's got solutions, and then it's got a resource guide in the back with the names of the top 120 corporations in America that screw over conservatives every day, and we have to go over them. There it is, The Great Patriot Protest book. And then I give you the phone numbers to reach the CEO and the email to reach the CEO and the social media accounts of the CEO and or the company and the mailing address to reach the CEO and the board of directors and the names of the board of directors. So you can now take 5 minutes a day and fire off emails or make a phone call and tell these companies how you think you're a conservative, you're not going to buy from them ever again. And the number one thing that I think is kind of a good example of my philosophy, which is Dr. Martin Luther King, civil disobedience, is the Canadian truckers and then the American truckers that have been in Washington the last few days. That's how we win back the country against these evil people that are owned by the devil, by Satan, by Lucifer. They're horrible. And by the way, don't think I'm exaggerating. Their playbook is Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, and the first page says the book is dedicated to Lucifer. And that's their playbook on the left. They actually are idolizing the devil. These people are sick in the head. They're mentally ill, and they're evil. And they don't want to hurt us. They don't want to beat us in elections. They want to kill us. And a great example, of course, is the vaccines. I'm the guy from the day one. And my guess is the only other guy in the country from day one was Alex Jones, who have a real show, radio and TV, and was out there saying, don't take the vaccines. I'm worried about it. And Alex, I'm sure, was out there day one. I was out there from day one saying it scared the bejesus out of me that nobody should listen to government. Think about it. When has government ever been nice to you, been kind to you, been right, led you in the right direction? Why would you ever trust government? And they rush the vaccines into production, and then next thing you know, it's no control group at all. If you don't know what I mean by that, every vaccine in history, every drug in history has control groups. 50 people on this side, 50 on the other. It's probably 10,000 on one and 10,000 on the other. But to make it simple, let's say 100 on one side, 100 on the other. This 100 gets the vaccine, this 100 doesn't. Let's watch what happens to them in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 10 years. You've got to follow people for 10 years and $1 billion to $2 billion to get FDA approval for any drug or any vaccine. There was no control group for the vaccine. They don't know if in 3 months, 6 months, a year, or 10 years, you will lose all fertility, you will drop dead of cancer, heart attack, stroke, blood clot, you will die of multi-organ failure, you will grow 3 noses and 5 ears. You will look like you're radioactive. They have no idea. They never did, because there is no control group, and there never was except for 30 days. They had a control group for 30 days, and then they decided it was mean to withhold a vaccine from the other 100 people, say, in the control group. So they merged the two groups together and gave them all the vaccine. Oh, my God. That violates every principle in the history of science. It violates efficacy. It violates every human law. You can't give everyone the same vaccine because you'll have no idea who's sick and who's alive and what caused it. That's how they delivered the vaccines to all of you. And then the government came out and said, the vaccines are great. Take them. And you all know I love President Trump. Next week, I'm going on my honeymoon. I got married in November, didn't have a chance to get away. We're going on our honeymoon next week to Mar-a-Lago. I'm staying at President Trump's home and country club. Staying there. I love the guy, but he's been wrong on one issue, the vaccines. But that's okay. He learned. He learned. I made a very strong statement in all the media, and I said he's got to go after the vaccine mandates and stop bragging about the vaccines. And ever since then, he's done that. He's fantastic. He got the right message. He understood conservatives don't want him bragging about the vaccine, because my belief is millions will die from this vaccine eventually. It's going to start cascading soon. It's going to be a blizzard. It's going to be an avalanche. It's going to be a tsunami. It's going to be an earthquake. It's going to be a tornado. How do you like those analogies? Whipped them up off the top of my head. It's going to be an avalanche of death. It's getting worse every day. So many people are dying from the vaccine. So many are sick for life. Just as an example, just my own accountant, one of my accountants, I have several of them, but one of my accountants got the vaccine. It's a woman. She got the vaccine, and then she literally almost lost the sight. She almost went blind for life. Sight in both her eyes, because her retina's detached from a shingles attack in her eyes within days of getting the vaccine. And then she was rushed to the hospital and she almost died. All of her organs shut down. I think if I remember her story, from the drugs they gave her, her organs shut down and they thought she was going to die. And then she lived, but one eye is gone and the other eye is weak. And she's in constant pain and has constant shingles attacks and never had them before and has only had them since getting vaccinated. This is just one example. So she's not listed as a death. She's listed as a injury, an adverse effect. That doesn't sound so bad. That's not as bad as death, right? When I tell you about deaths by the thousands from the COVID vaccine, that sounds bad and it's happening. But when you say, someone had an injury, well, maybe it doesn't mean anything. Maybe it means they stubbed their toe. Maybe it means for a day they had a headache. Maybe it means for a day they cough. I'm telling you, the injuries people are getting are heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, multi-organ failure, massive autoimmune attacks on their own body, and massive shingles herpes attacks that are so painful, it's blinding. Forget about her being blind in her eyes from the shingles attacking her eyes and detaching. It's shingles attacks anywhere in your body are the most, I have heard, thank God I've never had one, are the most painful thing you've ever felt in your life. You can't touch your arm against literally the wind blowing, against a piece of cloth. You have to wear short sleeve shirts because the pain for the shingles is that bad. That's what this causes. Anyway, back to Ukraine. So if you heard all of what I just said about COVID and you realize that Newsmax and Fox News, it's now proven, took bribes from the federal government to lie to you about COVID and mislead you about COVID. Even your friends at Newsmax and Fox News took the money and ran and never again were allowed to let any anchor host say anything negative about the vaccines and never allowed to have a guest on who said anything negative about the vaccines. And to my knowledge, this is a fact, but I'll say allegedly my opinion. I heard it from Emeril Robinson, who used to be on Fox News, Newsmax, a White House correspondent, and she wrote a story this weekend that spilled all the beans that said that they were both, Fox News and Newsmax, took literally, along with other networks, $1 billion from the Biden administration to be always positive and run positive ads about vaccines and never allow a single guest to besmirch or warn you of the dangers or deadliness of the vaccines. So why would you now believe what the same government and the same media is telling you about Ukraine? Story this morning that George Soros and Hillary Clinton are cheering on the war with Russia. Of course they are. Biden has destroyed the United States, the energy industry, inflation, groceries, home prices, rental prices, the open borders, the disaster in Afghanistan. The list is long. Our country is a disaster like under Jimmy Carter. And they want to disguise it and distract you from it. And now you're starting to get the feeling we're about to enter World War III.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population of the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So We had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Alaroot guest hosting for the Alex Jones Show. So those of you who don't know me, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, born on the wrong side of the tracks in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. I was the only Jew in a very overwhelmingly minority town, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school. Very different upbringing than any conservative in the media today, so I have a very different outlook on things. I had to fight my way to survive on the mean streets of New York. I had to fight my way to prove myself to all the people that were trying to attack me and hurt me and kill me and intimidate me and steal my lunch money and you name it, steal my homework, chase me on the way home from school. But I learned how to fight back, and eventually I won, and then I won all their respect, and then I walked tall and never had to do that ever again. I actually became a marshal at the school, carried a badge, made arrests, literally citizen arrests in the school hallways against guys much bigger than me, changed my life. All the people that run the Republican Party are a bunch of pussy cats. I'll say it that way because you probably get in trouble if you say the wrong word on TV or radio. They're pussy cats, and they spent their life playing golf at a country club with Chip and badminton with Muffy. And I didn't have that upbringing, and I didn't have that luxury. So I understand the real world, okay? My national radio show is every afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, Monday through Friday, on USA Radio Network. You can listen if you don't get it on your local radio station. You can listen online, which is where it seems like almost everybody now listens to me. I mean, I get thousands of fan mail a week, and they all say they listen online. So go to usaradio.com and listen live on the stream, or go to Odyssey on your phone. Odyssey is the number one streaming app in the United States of America. 40 million people listen to radio on Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and they just took my show about 2 weeks ago. So I'm very proud to say you can get the Odyssey app on your iPhone or on your Android, and then you listen on the phone every day, 3 to 6 or 6 to 9 East Coast, 3 to 6 Pacific, 5 to 8 Central. I also want to mention my website, RootForAmerica.com is my website. RootForAmerica.com, that's where everything starts. There's my website. And you can buy my book there, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You can read about the book. You can click on my podcast there. I podcast 7 days a week. You can watch my video podcast there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can watch my video commentaries there, and you can read my written commentaries there. And you get to my radio show, my national radio show. You just click, and you're automatically listening to my national radio show when it's live. So all of that are ways to reach me. And then, of course, I love when you email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to hear from my fans and friends, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You give me all my best ideas for my shows. So good stuff happening. And a little birdie tells me soon I should have a TV show talking to a bunch of different TV networks, and they're all interested. So I'm guessing I'll pick up one of them. And so we'll have a daily TV show as well. So those are the things going on. And you can also get my opinions at all the biggest news stories of the day at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, which is the Twitter for me, the new Twitter, because I'm banned for life from Twitter. That's probably the best thing I could tell you about me. I'm banned for life from Twitter. Does that tell you that I'm good at what I do? I was attacked by the IRS for 4 years under Barack Obama. They tried to destroy my life. Does that tell you how good I am at what I do? When they all want to get you, when they all want to destroy you, you know you're good at what you do. I put out a tweet 2 years ago, and the attorney general of a state tried to come after me for a tweet that told people what I take each day to be healthy. Does that tell you how effective I am? Like Alex, liberals are looking and listening to every word I say to try and destroy me. Right Wing Watch, Media Matters, they all listen and record every single minute of my 3-hour daily radio show to try and take one sentence out of context and hang me with it. So obviously, they're listening to everything I say, and they're watching every social media post. Can you imagine an attorney general of a state has nothing better to do than to read my tweets and try and destroy me with one where I talk about what I take to be healthy? It's so bizarre that it's beyond belief. Okay, so look, I started to talk about this topic before we went to the break. It's so amazing to me that Emerald Robinson, the former White House correspondent for Newsmax, has now disclosed that a FOIA request has confirmed, Freedom of Information Quest, has confirmed that government of Joe Biden spent $1 billion and gave it out to TV networks, media companies, and newspapers to convince them to run positive ads for COVID vaccine and to never, ever, ever, ever allow any hosts to see anything negative about COVID vaccine and to never allow any guests on see anything negative about the COVID vaccine, which is why I used to be on Fox News all the time. I was one of their favorite guests. I could show you videos of several Fox News hosts saying, "We love Wayne Root. Wayne, you're one of our favorite guests. Our audience loves you." And yet, I've never been allowed on again since the beginning of COVID. They've all been bought off and bribed, every one of them. They gave them money to shut up and lie to you, and they didn't care if their own viewers and fans died or got crippled for life or got shingles and their retinas are detached. They don't care. But nobody ever bribed me. I would not take the money. And I've told you the truth from the first day. Now, let me tell you some things that I put out today on social media. Obviously not Twitter, because I'm banned for life, but here's a post I put out at Getter, and I want to read it to you and then talk about it. Another disaster. I was talking about Joe Biden announcing today that he's banning us from buying Russian oil. Another disaster. This decision was clearly forced by conservatives in the media like me, who have been talking for days about how absurd it is that Joe Biden's making Russia the enemy and the most evil country, and Putin is Hitler, and at the same time buying $1 billion a day of Russian oil. It shows you what a liar and fraud Biden is. So I said that, I wrote that, I said it on TV, I said it on my national radio show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, I said it on my podcast, War Raw. I said it in all those places, and so did others, I'm sure. I'm sure Alex Jones said the same thing, and many other really good conservative hosts said the same thing. And Democrats watch everything we say to counteract it. So he went out and banned Russian oil. Now, that would be great. Because I was saying how ridiculous it is. Why would you give the Russians $1 billion a day if you and finance their war when you claim the war is evil and Russia's evil and Putin's evil? Well, guess what? They went out and did it. So I'd like to take credit for it, except for one little problem. They're morons. I didn't say to do it. Well, we don't create and produce and drill for oil in America. We've got to have our pipelines open. We've got to have coal. We've got to have drilling. We've got to have fracking. We've got to have all the energy companies working day and night, night and day in the United States for us to be allowed to do that. Or instead, we're going to buy all our oil from Iran and Venezuela. How stupid are we? What a dumb country. What a dumb leadership. What a dumb government. But is it dumb? Or is this all the purposeful destruction of the United States of America? Because is this perfect? They're playing chess and we're playing checkers. While they're doing this, look at what's going to happen. There's going to be $8, $9, $10 gas. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's going to be $15 gas a gallon. You're going to bankrupt the whole middle class. You're going to destroy the whole American economy. You're going to kill capitalism. You're going to make everyone in America possible dependent on government and wanting welfare and food stamps like a bird waiting for handouts. That's what you've done to America. No one's going to be able to afford to drive to work anymore. No one's going to be afford to go to a birthday party, a wedding, whatever it is. They're not going to get in their cars anymore. Who could spend $10 a gallon on gas? So you've just killed the entire economy. You've wiped out the middle class. You made everyone dependent on government. And how about as a bonus? Well, and you've ushered in the Great Reset, where everyone's a slave and a serf and lives for government. But the bonus to all of this is you've just made green energy make sense. Green energy never, ever, ever made sense. Wind, sun, biofuel, electric cars, they're ridiculously expensive. The only cheap thing that works for the middle class is fossil fuels. But if fossil fuels no longer cost $2 a gallon or $3 a gallon like they did under Trump, they cost $10 a gallon, then suddenly electric cars make sense. Suddenly green energy makes sense for the first time in history. And that's going to make all the Democrats and their friends filthy, freaking rich and in control of the entire energy industry and the American economy, and put Exxon Mobil and Chevron and Texaco and everybody else out of business who are all conservative leaning and fund conservative candidates. Brilliant! Brilliant! This is a game plan of the Democrat Party. They've managed to kill the oil industry, to kill the middle class, to kill capitalism, to kill American exceptionalism, and to usher in and green energy that makes them rich.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, Wade Alaroot, guest hosting on the Alex Jones Show, waderoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. My book, again, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's the last segment. Boy, does this stuff go fast. When you're enjoying yourself, not because things are going well in America, they're not, but because I am enjoying hanging out with you guys and telling you what I think, giving you my opinions, all raw truth, no holding back from the truth. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set us free. Without the truth, we have nothing. Now we find out even we were backstabbed by even Newsmax and Fox News. And who knows how many conservative websites took the money from the Biden administration to refuse to discuss the negatives of the COVID vaccine. Let me tell you what all of this reminds me of. And let me give one more plug. My website, rootforamerica.com. Everything starts at rootforamerica.com. My books, my national radio show, you can listen live there. My podcast, you can listen there. All my commentaries, they're all there. Rootforamerica.com. Okay. So I'm very proud of the fact that I work out every single day. And I work out about 90 minutes a day or so, sometimes 2 hours in the gym, but about 90 minutes of workout time. The other 30 minutes I'm on my cell phone talking to people, doing business deals and talking about politics. So I get 90 minutes of workout in every day in that 2 hour window. And the only way I could possibly get through a 90 minute workout is to have something great to watch on the screen in front of me. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show, I don't watch a lot of TV at night. I don't. But that period in the gym is the only time that I turn on my TV and I watch something that inspires me that I really enjoy, and then the 90 minutes goes by fast. So about 7 years ago in 2015, Trump had not even announced for president yet. And I'm on the treadmill and I'm watching a movie with Warren Beatty. Tell me the name again, Bullworth. Bullworth with Warren Beatty. And Bullworth is about a U.S. senator running for re-election who's getting killed by 20 points in the polls. And then he decides he wants to run for president after he's re-elected. And his staff thinks he's insane because he's down by 20 for senator. So how can he run for president? And he decides he's going to take a risk and start telling the truth to everyone. He's going to literally sing the truth. And he starts singing and rapping what he thinks is the truth about politics. You know, hey, stop complaining because you're on welfare, because you're a bum. And everyone starts booing him. But then all of a sudden they go, hey, he's right. And suddenly he gets huge crowds and they start cheering for him and cheering him on to tell the truth. And I wrote a commentary that said, this is Donald J. Trump. He should be our next president. That's who I met Trump. I never met him in my life. And Trump sends an email the next day after my column comes out. And it says, from the office of Donald J. Trump, and I open it, and it says, see attached. And there's a personal handwritten note on Donald Trump's stationery that says, Wayne, what a magnificent article. You're the best. Love the Bullworth analogy, and you will be very excited about what I'm about to announce soon. So I knew at that point he was going to run for president. That's how I met Donald Trump. And ever since then, he sent me nice notes about everything I wrote. Well, yesterday I was in the gym working out, and I chose a movie to watch. And it was Braveheart with Mel Gibson. And I watched that movie over the last 2 days, yesterday and today, because it's like a three-hour movie. So I did 90 minutes yesterday, 90 minutes this morning. And you know what I found? It's today. It was 1,000 years ago in Scotland and England, but it's today. We are living in Braveheart. It's a perfect analogy with what's going on today. Let me explain what Braveheart was about. Scotland wanted to be free and independent, the Scottish. But they were under the rule of England and their vicious, disgusting king, Longshanks, who wanted everything for himself. Every woman, every daughter, every dollar, everyone was under his control. And Scotland was under his control. And the Scottish people were led by this new hero, Sir William Wallace, who is Braveheart. And he led them to such magnificent victories that the king paid everybody off to entrap him and kill this guy. Capture him and kill him. And eventually they did, by the way. Sad ending to the movie. But his death inspired a new battle. And it was the first time that the Scottish people ever actually defeated the British army on a battlefield. And they won their independence. So first, William Wallace, which is Mel Gibson, Braveheart, won battle after battle, small battles. And then they won the biggest battle of all after his death because he inspired them by being tortured and murdered by the British king. And so Longshanks. And so what's the point of the movie? Number one, everybody wants freedom. The people want freedom. Those people are Donald Trump's voters. The little people of Scotland wanted freedom. America's blue collar, middle class, working class wants freedom. Then they're led by a brave hero who says, screw it, I'm going to tell the truth. That was Sir William Wallace, Mel Gibson. And that's Donald J. Trump. And then in between, the problem is, and then you have the enemy, which is the king of England and all his army. And in America today, the enemy is the Democrat Party. They're clearly of the devil, of Satan, of Lucifer. They're evil. They're horrible. They want to destroy America. They want to destroy the middle class. They want to make you broke and make you a ward of the state for the rest of your life, just like Longshanks wanted from you. But there was something amazing about the movie Braveheart that triggered my epiphany here. Because there's something in between all those people. It was the noblemen of Scotland. They acted like they were on the side of the people of Scotland. But in reality, the king was bribing them with all kinds of goodies. Land, hot women, hot daughters, sex on the first night of marriage with anyone in Scotland getting married. After the wedding ceremony, the King of England said, you, the nobleman of Scotland, have a right to have sex with that girl on the first night and then bring her back to her husband. So the nobleman said, hey, that's great. Let's screw over the Scottish people. We owe our loyalty to the King of England. So the people, which is the Donald Trump voters, loved Braveheart, which is William Wallace, which is Mel Gibson. But the people now love Donald Trump. But we're being sold out by those noblemen. In Scotland, it was the Scottish noblemen. In America today, it's the Republican Party. All the rhinos are selling us out and selling Donald Trump out and stabbing him in the back, just like the movie Braveheart. It just explored and explained everything that's happening in America today. Nothing ever changes. Scotland, England, and Braveheart is America today. All right, let me read you something else that I put out today on social media. I warned you about this days ago. Do not take the bait. If Biden wants war with Russia, if Obama wants war with Russia, if Hillary wants war with Russia, if George Soros wants war with Russia, clearly it's the wrong thing to do. Clearly it's a bad move. Clearly they're brainwashing you. Clearly you're seeing bad images in the news. Clearly they never, those four never have America's best interests in mind. So stay away from anything these four communist traitors want. Anything. This has nothing to do with saving the Ukrainian people. This is about saving Biden. This is my social media post today. Saving Biden from the worst poll numbers in modern history, distracting you from open borders and $7 a gallon gas, making you forget the lies they told you for the past 2 years that damaged your life and damaged your kids for the rest of their lives, and ushering in the Great Reset to make us all your poor, broke serfs and slaves dependent on government to survive. That's the game they're playing. They lied to you about the rigged election. They clearly stole it. They lied to you about COVID and the response to it. It was just awful. The lockdowns, the business closures, the school closures, the mask mandates, the vaccine passports, all lies. The COVID tests, all false positives. My God, they just lied and lied and lied. And you took the bait. So many of us took the bait. So many conservatives I know are vaccinated. Since my wedding in November, 10 people I know, all conservatives, all vaccinated, have either dropped dead or had massive open heart surgery and they're just barely hanging on or just barely recovering right now. 10 people at one wedding. And that's just the people I know about. So they lied to you and they covered it up in the media by giving out $1 billion. And they made sure the media featured nobody like me to tell you the truth about the COVID vaccines. The Iran deal now is all about bribery, just like the Ukraine war is all about bribery. It's about how much money can they cut off of each deal. If we give $10 billion to Ukraine, Joe Biden's going to keep $1 billion. It's all incredible. All right, look, my time is up in about a minute. I want to say goodbye to you all. I've got answers every day, 3 hours a day. Wayne Allyroot, Raw and Unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, you can listen at usaradio.com. Ask your local conservative radio station to get the Wayne Allyroot Show or go to rootforamerica.com. You can always contact me at wayneroot@gmail.com. Again, the website where it all begins, rootforamerica.com, and the book that I'm so proud of, number one bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Thank you, Alex Jones, for giving me the time on this show today. Always enjoy being on your show. Nobody can fill your shoes. But I try my best. Alex, thanks for all you do. Wayne Allyroot, we got 30 seconds left to go. Have yourselves a great day. Fight, 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 and never, ever, ever give up or give in. Do I think the situation's good? No. Do I think it looks good for America? No. Do I think the odds are against us? Yes. Are we on the way down? It sure looks like it. But if you never give up and you keep fighting and you're relentless, as Winston Churchill said, never, ever, ever give up. We can win this thing. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.